Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. In the run-up to the final day of voting in the midterm elections, voting rights advocates in Georgia are suing an Atlanta-area county for allegedly failing to mail more than 1,000 requested absentee ballots. WABE's Sam Greenglass with details.
Cobb County election officials say they made a critical error and didn't upload absentee ballot information to a ballot mailing machine for 2 days in October. The ACLU and Southern Poverty Law Center won a court to compel the county to send the ballots by overnight mail and allow extra time to return them. Absentee ballots otherwise have to be returned by the time polls close. For now, the only option is for them to vote in person, but at least some, like won't be able to, either because they're out of town or have health or mobility issues. The voting rights groups say Georgia's new voting law exacerbated the problem because it shortened the timeline to request, receive, and return an absentee ballot. For NPR News, I'm Sam Greenglass in Atlanta.
Abortion has been one of the most prominent issues of the campaign season. NPR's Sarah McCammon reports on the political impact from the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to strike down Roe v. Wade and the speed with which many Republican-led states passed stronger abortion restrictions.
Democrats and reproductive rights groups see this as a big opportunity and a critical moment for their issue. They've spent hundreds of millions of dollars on ads highlighting the post-Roe reality of abortion bans in more than a dozen states and more pending in court. People are traveling, being denied emergency care in some cases. And Democrats are warning about the prospect of more of this in states around the country. They point out that polls suggest a majority of Americans support abortion rights, albeit with some limitations.
NPR's Sarah McCammon. While abortion is a top concern for voters, turns out inflation is the top issue, according to recent NPR polling. Intense fighting continues in eastern and southern Ukraine. NPR's Jason Bobian in Dnipro reports Ukrainian officials say they have killed hundreds of Russian troops over the last few days.
Military officials in Kyiv say that Russian commanders are pushing large numbers of troops to the front line in the Donbas region in the east. The Ukrainians claim they're killing nearly 500 Russian soldiers a day. Those fatality numbers can't be confirmed by NPR. A pro-Russian social media channel, however, posted a letter from one Russian Marine brigade complaining that their unit had suffered 300 casualties in Donetsk over the course of just 4 days. Meanwhile, in the south, the Moscow-installed administration in Kherson continues to urge civilians to evacuate. They say a major Ukrainian assault on the strategic port is imminent. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Dnipro, Ukraine.
U.S. stocks trading higher this hour with the Dow up 279 points. This is NPR News. The governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, has declared a state of emergency for half the counties in his state ahead of a storm that forecasters project will strengthen into a hurricane by the time it reaches Florida Wednesday. And portions of the state are still recovering from damage inflicted by Hurricane Ian in September. The National Hurricane Center says Nicole is currently a subtropical storm with top sustained winds of 45 miles per hour. However, hurricane watches are posted for the northwestern Bahamas as well as the eastern coast of Florida. DeSantis, a Republican, is currently running for re-election against Democratic challenger Charlie Crist. 4 tons of supplies and science experiments are on the way to the International Space Station after launching this morning from Virginia. Brennan Byrne reports from member station WMFE in Orlando.
Northrop Grumman's Cygnus capsule is jam-packed with supplies for the astronauts on the International Space Station, including some delayed Halloween treats. It's also carrying more than 1,800 pounds of science gear for experiments on the orbiting lab. That includes ovarian cells from cows that will be used for fertility research, uncovering the challenges of egg development in space that could help prepare for future human settlements in space and help with fertility treatments here on Earth. Another experiment will build on the station's previous work growing plants in space. It's also delivering a 3D printer that can print human tissue samples. The science supplies and crew cargo will arrive at the station Wednesday. For NPR News, I'm Brendan Byrne in Orlando.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.